Joining us on The Eagle is Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and we have some stuff to talk about, including a new album. Good morning, Billy, and thank you for getting up.
Yay, brother. What's happening this morning?
Well, we're looking forward to your appearance at the Mahaffey Theater Sunday, I can tell you that. And I've got a few questions I want to roll by you. And let's start with you walking us through how Perfecto Mundo came about. Did you go to the Havana Jazz Fest? Is this how the whole thing started?
Yes. The invitation arrived in our doorstep. And that started the ball rolling. I said, you know, I can play a little rock. I can play a little blues. This jazz thing is something else. But I better think about this. But nobody wants to pass up an invitation to go to Cuba. But next thing we knew, we were in the studio. Of course, the engineers thought I'd lost my mind. I told them, yeah, we're gonna go Afro-Cuban this time around. That we feel good about.
I want to ask, is this now, might seem to be a peculiar question, was it your first time in Cuba?
No, I went there when I was seven.
Wow.
With my folks.
Wow.
Which is going back a ways. And then things changed, and the door slammed shut, and everybody's been patiently waiting to see if the little country will open back up again. It looks promising. I think things are starting to thaw out a bit.
Billy, how big was the venue for the Jazz Fest? And give me a rough idea. I'm just trying to get my head around the size of the crowd, perhaps, down there.
Well, this will be the upcoming, the next event unfolds in the middle of December.
Okay.
And it's become kind of a island-wide time of celebration musically. And throughout the different venues, there's a beautiful theater in the town of Cienfuegos, which was named after one of Fidel's longstanding associates that joined in the revolutionary fight early on, Camilo Cienfuegos. And there's a theater there that's been up and running since the 1800s, which is one of the great venues as we return to go into that room. It's an indoor seated theater, 1500 seats, kind of a large room.
Cool.
With a really historic background. But then there's a gathering of outdoor events that go on and on and on. It's just a great time to be laying down some loud sound.
No doubt. You know, it's interesting because with things starting to open up down there, a lot of folks in Florida are pretty excited about that at some point in time, trying to get down there. But I want to talk about the Cuban influence on Western pop music. I mean, it is definitely there, is it not?
Without question. It's not a subject that comes up very often, but the impact runs pretty deep. I don't think it's a surprise to call attention to, oh gosh, even in rock and roll, blues numbers, which leads us to a couple of the tracks on Perfecto Mundo, which draws heavily from the more Latino-inspired numbers. We did kind of an updated, heavily Cubanized version of Slim Harpo's famous number from the 50s, Got Love If You Want It.
Yeah.
And another blues favorite was, oh gosh, it's been done hundreds of times. One of our favorites was a version from Lightnin' Hopkins, Baby Please Don't Go. But at the heart of Got Love If You Want It is basically a cha-cha. And Baby Please Don't Go, I think it's been done as a mambo, it's been done as a cha-cha, and it's been done as a straight-ahead rocker. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Well, this must be fun for you in a lot of ways. I mean, to stretch out and do some different things and play with some different folks. So you got to be pretty jazzed about this.
No question about it. One of the interesting asides, when we started peeling the onion, we were in the studio, and the engineers called for some heavy percussion. They said, you know, if we're really going this direction, who's going to take on the bongos? And we've got the Congo drums out there, and what about those timbales? I said, well, I haven't tried it in a while. I said, what do you mean you haven't tried it? I said, well, when I was a youngster, you know, as most kids would do, I was banging on everything that would make noise around the house. And finally, my dad said, yeah, if you're going to continue doing this, if you're going to bang on everything in sight, let's learn how to do it right. Next thing you know, I was on a plane to New York City, and I was in school, if you could call it that. I went to visit with Tito Puente, who showed me the ropes and all things Latin percussion.
Wow.
And how to turn that beat inside out. It was quite an education. But it came back. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. You don't want to forget it.
You know, this would lead to a question, Billy. I know that the Stones are rumored to perhaps be playing Cuba in the spring. And I'm sure the Cuban community has got a lot of rockers down there. Might you do any ZZ Top numbers while there?
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple of friends from there. In fact, one of my buddies up in New York, who was born and raised in Havana, now runs an outfit. He fronts a little quartet that plays all over the city. And one might be surprised to realize that there's quite a bit of information that gets through, especially to the youngsters. They're ravenous. They are ready to rock. There's no secret there.
Yeah, no doubt. We're looking forward to seeing you. Billy, we are on the phone, by the way, with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. He is coming to the Mahaffey Theater and bringing along, of course, Perfecto Mundo and Land That's On Us, which I am looking forward to hearing live, because I've sat down with the album a couple of times. I love what you've done. And this should be a fun night Saturday at the Mahaffey Theater. By the way, Mahaffey, a great venue for you. You're going to like it a lot if you've not played it before. I did want to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're familiar with the Mahaffey. It's one of the great rooms. And somebody said, well, what exactly is it? And I said, well, we call this new outfit Billy Gibbons and the BSGs. And I've got two great organ players, Mike Flanagan from Austin, Texas. I've got Gigi Martin, who was born in Argentina, raised in Puerto Rico, and now lives in Los Angeles. I've got Alex Guitarza back there at the timbale station holding down the backbeat. And speaking of backbeats, I've got two drummers on the back line.
Cool.
Both female, two young gals from Los Angeles that just whipped the sides off of them. So you better get ready for that one.
Can't wait. Billy, I got to ask, how's the beard and how's the maintenance of the beard? What does one do to take care of such a monumental piece of work?
Well, I'll tell you, it goes where you go. It follows us around. You got to take time to make it right.
Yeah, no doubt. How about the line of hot sauces? A lot of folks don't realize that you have your own brand of hot sauces. Tell us about that. Are you moving a lot out for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. It's, well, no pun intended, it's hot and heavy. Brother, it is hot.
Well, that's just the way I like it. You know, sometimes, hotter the better. And, I can't live without my hot sauce. Some people say I use it way too much. But nonetheless, I look forward to putting a dash on here or there. So and now this particular tour that you start, are you on the West Coast with it now? And I think St. Pete's one of the first couple of dates, isn't it?
Yes, I'm speaking to you from L.A. We're here right in West Hollywood in Los Angeles. We've got a couple of days just to get the bags packed. We travel on Thanksgiving Day, which is a big celebration coming up Thursday, and then we'll open the first night in Fort Lauderdale on Friday, and then we're really looking forward to coming to see you on Sunday at the little theater there. It's gonna be a rocking good time.
No doubt. A lot of folks are looking way forward to it. Well, Billy, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know it's getting busy for you now because you're in the process, like you said, of loading up and getting ready to head out. But always a joy catching up with you, and I wish you nothing but success on this this new album that I like a whole lot, and safe travels to you and the band.
Muchas gracias, man. Always good to hear your voice, and we'll see you around the corner.
All right, Billy, behave.
Have mercy now.
Thank you.